This year, President Trump's sweeping immigration crackdown has led to big drops in enrollment of students from immigrant families across the nation. And for kids who do attend school, fear of immigration enforcement is often showing up in the classroom through unfinished homework and sudden absences or students arriving late and disengaged. Brittany Zitgeski is an assistant professor specializing in school psychology at the University of Delaware. She says those changes are often rooted in something called ambiguous loss. When a parent is alive but no longer fully available because of detention, deportation, or the fear of it.
When a parent is deported, there is this sudden family separation. And that type of separation, or even the fear that it could happen, creates this level of stress for children and youth, and it often leads to something called ambiguous loss. All of that makes learning much, much harder.
Zitgeski says stress often surfaces quietly through shifts in behavior, declining academic engagement, and students pulling away from school altogether. In the spirit of the holiday season, Philadelphia-based rockers The War on Drugs performed intimate shows at Johnny Brenda's for fans. More from WHYY's Corey Sharber.
The band's homecoming shows at the 250-person capacity venue in Fishtown connected the band not only with diehard fans, but also the neighborhood where they developed their craft. Frontman Adam Grandisile lived just around the corner from the bar in a house featured on the cover of their 2014 album, Lost in the Dream.
You know, Johnny Brenda's started for us as just like a corner bar that opened, you know, even before they had the upstairs, even before they had the back of it. It was just a great little community starting there, also with, you know, the existing community, and it was just our little pocket of Philly.
Drummer Charlie Hall reflected on the band's early days at the venue, saying one thing that always stood out to him was the support from other musicians.
So we would, like, play at Brenda's, and it would just be, like, a hang, you know, like, all of our friends and friends from other bands and fans. And then now it's, like, it's especially cool because it's still that.
Proceeds from the shows went to the fund for the School District of Philadelphia. Corey Sharber, WHYY News.
Is there a public transit lover on your holiday list? SEPTA has opened a pop-up store at its headquarters at 1234 Market Street, designed for one-of-a-kind gifts. Store manager Ali Floyd says the store offers something for the child in all of us. There are lots of items available that sport the SEPTA logo, items like water bottles and shot glasses and child-sized SEPTA workers' vests that coordinate with a hat and a lantern. In sports, the Phillies are home. They're against the Canucks tonight, and the Philly forecast is calling for sunny skies today early and then some clouds and a high of 41.